Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ghislaine Maxwell was very evasive in her deposition. That was to be expected. Did anyone really think that she was going to get up there and incriminate herself? In her hubris, in her arrogance, she never thought that she was ever going to have to answer for lying in that deposition. She never took it serious. Look at the way she referred to Virginia throughout that deposition. Look at the way she got angry and smashed her hand down on the table. Look at the way she went about answering these questions. So she was never going to be upfront. She was never going to tell the truth here. But it's a huge piece to the puzzle, right? Her own words, denying all of the things that we have tons of circumstantial evidence for. And if we have circumstantial evidence for it, how much evidence do you think the federal government has compiled? And the people who were named in this deposition are people that are names that have been thrown around in this case for quite some time. Like I said, I was not expecting any bombshells. But with the deposition out, things like this article we're going to read tonight begin to occur. And I think it's important that these kind of outlets like Business Insider talk about Les Wexner and the relationship he had with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. It's something that is not talked about nearly enough. Now, I'm not one of these people that's going to run around. I don't think that Wexner was in charge of the whole thing or anything like that. But he was certainly part of it. He was most certainly an enabler. And he most certainly was financing the operation. And he had a lot of friends who were in intelligence as well. So when I look at Les Wexner in the grand scheme, the big picture of this thing, he is definitely one of the key financiers of Jeffrey Epstein. That is without a doubt. He was one of the main people to get Jeffrey Epstein up and going, one of the main people to fund this decades-long crime spree. He was very much, involved with Jeffrey Epstein personally, and he is somebody who has intricate knowledge of what was going on. And that's just going on the circumstantial evidence that we have. I haven't even brought up the fact that he is also being credibly accused of partaking in the abuse himself. So Les Wexner is a figure that definitely needs to be aired out. Definitely needs to answer some really hard questions. And he is somebody who most certainly was in the upper atmosphere of Jeffrey Epstein's circle. Very powerful man. Very well connected here and abroad. And somebody who just thought that out of the blue, Jeffrey Epstein would be a good investment. That Jeffrey Epstein, this college dropout, would be the kind of guy that you want to give complete power of attorney to? Well, that's what Les Wexner did. And just like with Leon Black, I am hard-pressed to believe that of all the people that Les Wexner could entrust his money to, his companies to, his life to, basically, he would choose Jeffrey Epstein. It's not because they were such good friends. It was about the business. It was about moving things forward. And all of these people that were in Jeffrey Epstein's close atmosphere, in my opinion, all had their part to play, be it Bagman, be it Gopher, and Paper Pusher like Indyke, or be it one of the core four and their roles within the criminal enterprise. Everybody had a role to play that was around Epstein and Maxwell, and Wexner played his role to a T. So let's jump into this article by the Business Insider and talk a little bit more about Les Wexner. Headline, Unsealed Ghislaine Maxwell Deposition Appears to Show Attorneys Questioning Jeffrey Epstein's Mysterious Relationship with Victoria's Secret Founder Les Wexner. And I don't think there's anything too mysterious about it at this point, right? I mean, we don't have all of the details, but I think enough of the story has been written here in front of our faces for us to understand that these dudes were deeply connected. These dudes were very close. The townhouse, the keys to the kingdom, the ability to use Victoria's Secret as a carrot to get girls into positions where they're vulnerable so he could take advantage of them. All of this was done because Les Wexner allowed it. All of this was done because Les Wexner enabled Jeffrey Epstein's behavior. This article was authored by Kate Taylor. Attorneys appeared to probe Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with Victoria's Secret founder Les Wexner in a deposition of Ghislaine Maxwell, which was unsealed on Thursday. So I'm sure most of you have read the unsealed documents by now. Put two and two together and understand, obviously, who they're talking about when they're mentioning Les Wexner in that deposition. It's pretty obvious. And the relationship between Wexner and Jeffrey Epstein is one of the most least explored aspects of this case, in my opinion. The legacy media has not done nothing in regards to uncovering the truth of this relationship. The deposition of Maxwell, Epstein's confidant, co-conspirator, fellow child abuser, general all-around scuzzbag and bipedal serpent, is linked to a since-settled civil case that was brought against her by Virginia Roberts. Roberts accused Maxwell of aiding Epstein in trafficking her for sex with rich and powerful men, including Epstein himself. And those accusations sure look like they're pretty strong, huh? If you needed any more prodding to think that Virginia was telling the truth, well, all you have to do is read the deposition and then decide for yourself why prosecutors would bring those charges if Virginia was lying in that deposition. It just, that doesn't make sense. The prosecutors don't do that kind of thing. They have to really believe they're going to get a conviction if they're going to go after people like this. And they obviously believe that they have a very strong case. And two of the hold charges that we have her under right now, well, two of those are because of a direct result of her being dishonest in this deposition, or the prosecution believing that Virginia's story was authentic and Ghislaine Maxwell's story was fugazi. Wexner's relationship with Epstein has been under the microscope since Epstein's arrest in July 2019. Well, under the microscope by independent content creators and people who are interested in the case, investigative journalists, but not by the legacy media. Have they done a full court blitz? Have they done a full court press, I mean? Of course not. We haven't seen somebody chase down Wexner and demand answers. In fact, we saw a few puff pieces written about him. So I don't know, under the microscope, I think that's going a little bit too far, considering we haven't seen a real expose on the guy yet. The deposition appears to indicate that lawyers were probing the relationship between Wexner and Epstein in 2016. Yeah, of course. Definitely. Everybody knew what sort of role Wexner played. At the very least, everybody understood that he was enabling Jeffrey Epstein's behavior and enabling these crimes because he was financing him, was basically bankrolling this whole thing, him and Robert Maxwell. And that's certainly what my opinion of it is, that it was Robert Maxwell and Les Wexner were the main bankrollers of Jeffrey Epstein. And if a real investigation was underway, and if they really wanted to get to the bottom of all of this and really shatter this at the nexus, they'd be going after people like this. They'd be looking into Wexner with a team of forensic accountants. And again, they might be. I don't know. None of us do, right? Anyone who says they do, who isn't directly involved in the case on the prosecution side, really is probably lying to you, unless they have a good source, which is possible. But for the most part, nobody knows who those sealed indictments are. Nobody knows who's going to be next. But if everything was fair and they really wanted to prove that it's about justice and not about letting the rich get off again, well, people like Wexner and Black and Dubin and the rest of the scoundrels, well, they would be caught up in the financial portion of this at the very least. All names in the deposition have been redacted, except Maxwell's and Epstein's. However, a number of clues indicate that a certain person referenced 10 times in the 418-page document is likely Wexner. And we discussed that in the Slate article, and it's definitely Wexner. Not most likely, it's Wexner, okay? That's who the redacted name is, no doubt about it. And when you look at it in context, you understand that. We didn't even need to have it unredacted for us to understand when we look at it in context. And why is that? Well, because we've been following this story for so long, we know the ins and outs. We know that who gave Jeffrey Epstein the townhouse. We know who ran Victoria's Secret, etc., etc. It's not a mystery at this point, is it? Do you know why Redacted, Les Wexner, sold the New York house or gave the New York house to Jeffrey, if you know? An attorney asked Maxwell at one point in the deposition. And again, why would you just give away that sort of house? We've all seen that house now. We're all familiar with the dollar signs attached to it. So you just give that house away? Or was that house part of the operation? Was that house part of the whole entire enterprise? And that was just another way that Wexner could contribute. You know, like I said, everybody had their part to play. Jeffrey Epstein had his part, right? He was the guy who was the front of the operation. Then you had Ghislaine Maxwell behind the scenes, manipulating shit, making sure that they were able to access all of these social circles. Then you had the Core Four. Well, their job was grooming. Their job was procuring. Their job was setting these girls up to come and go from the mansion and elsewhere, right? Well, you don't think Wexner had a job? Of course he did. His job was to provide this massive amount of fundage and a place, a base of operations for all of this to take place. Wexner purchased a mansion in New York City for $13.2 million in 1989. He later sold or gifted the house to Epstein. It was rumored that Wexner gave Epstein the house for a single dollar, but the New York Times reported in 2019 that Epstein had paid $20 million for the home, citing a person with knowledge of Wexner's finances. Yeah, okay, sure. Nobody believes that. This was an operational move. This was all part of the ongoing criminal enterprise that they had underway, in my opinion anyway. That's where the evidence has led me. Again, like usual, I am most certainly willing to follow the evidence wherever it leads. But as of now, there's no way in my mind, and there is no way that anything that I've seen so far can lead me anywhere but the fact that Wexner was just playing his part here, folks. Just playing his part of Daddy Warbucks. Here's a couple of bucks. Here's a house. Here's this. Get shit going. Remember, we have people that are counting on us. And all of these people that were involved with Epstein, and again, in his orbit, his very close orbit, they're all suspect, especially when you look at the whole story in context, especially when you follow the evidence regarding Wexner and Epstein. There's no other logical way to go about it other than these two were very, very deeply connected. While the name of the person who sold or gave the New York home to Epstein is redacted, the deposition's glossary provides further evidence that the lawyer was likely referring to Wexner. The alphabetically ordered glossary places the redacted term between Weave and Watts. So again, it's definitely Wexner. It's not even a question, because when you know the story, well, you don't need the decoder ring. You understand that when they're talking about the mansion being passed, that that's Wexner. You understand when they talk about New Albany, well, that's Wexner. You understand when they talk about the prince, or, you know, et cetera, at this point. We all understand the players on the stage, and we all understand the context for which they were performing.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Other references to this person, as listed in the glossary, reinforce that attorneys in Maxwell were likely referring to Wexner. For example, an attorney asked Maxwell about the business relationship between Epstein and the person, Wexner. I believe in the 90s, when I was there, they had a business relationship, Maxwell said, adding that the only relationship between the two that she was aware of was the business relationship. Yeah, you mean the money laundering operation you guys were running? Yeah, that's probably considered a business relationship in your world. So, Maxwell has no idea. I mean, come on, guys. She had no idea who Wexner even was, really. Just, you know, just two strangers passing in the night. Nothing to see here. We don't know each other. Meanwhile, we know Maxwell's dad and Wexner knew each other. We know they had all the same contacts. We know that they ran in the same circles. So please, for Ghislaine Maxwell to act like she doesn't know about the relationship between Wexner and Epstein is laughable at best. A representative for Wexner declined to comment beyond what the former executive and his attorney said in publicly available documents. Of course they did. They're never going to respond. They never do. It's the mum's the word crew, right? Let's, you know, we'll start with a marathon, trying to distance ourselves from this. And then when the fallout really starts to come, it's time to go into sprint mode, and we'll go and hide at Balmoral, or we'll go and hide at our huge mansion somewhere. Meanwhile, they're not understanding that this isn't going away. They're not understanding that they're not going to be able to sweep this under the rug this time. Wexner, who founded Victoria's Secret parent company, L Brands, in 1963, had a close personal and professional relationship with Epstein beginning in the 80s. For years, Wexner was Epstein's only known client. Yeah, that's not weird. That's not like, well, you know, the Corleones and Tom Hagen type shit. Nah, not at all. Just par for the course. One client, that's it. If Jeffrey Epstein was so great at his job, he was such a financial wizard, why did he only have one client? Why did he only have maybe a couple of clients, Leon Black too? And why is it always these people that are in the financial world, or these magnates that are around Jeffrey Epstein? People that can, you know, do something for him. Wexner may soon be forced to share more about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Attorneys also tied the person to allegations that Maxwell groomed Roberts and other teenagers for sex work. Did you ever provide Virginia Roberts with an outfit of a sexual nature to wear for redacted? An attorney for Roberts asked, referring to the same person. So, we're talking about Wexner again. Maxwell responded, categorically no, denying various other questions about providing sexually charged outfits for girls who visited Epstein. Wexner has denied ever meeting Roberts. Yeah, of course he has. So did Prince Andrew. I only wish this was like back in the day. I wish it was like now, with all the cell phones and everybody taking pictures, because there would have been no way people wouldn't have been snapping sneak shots of these scoundrels altogether. I mean, we even got a few pictures with the old school kind of cameras like Virginia used for her picture. But imagine if we had cell phone cameras back then. Boy, forget it. These people would have been in big trouble. Allegations that Wexner and Roberts have met have become an issue in another recent lawsuit between the lawyer Alan Dershowitz and Roberts. As part of the suit, Mr. I Kept My Underpants On Dershowitz is attempting to force Wexner and his lawyer to testify to bolster his case against Roberts, whom he is suing for defamation. And we've talked about that a lot. You know, it was Dirty Dersh made a very bold attempt to try and get his hands on some documents in Preska's courtroom. And thankfully, Judge Preska gave him a nice elbow, forearm shiver to the face, and told him to kick rocks. He wanted to really get into those documents. He tried to get Wexner involved, and I said at the time, and I still believe, him pulling Wexner into it was a way to get the spotlight off of him and focused on another so-called member of polite society. Mr. I Kept My Underpants On Dershowitz alleges Roberts attempted to shake down Wexner by claiming the retail executive had sex with her when she was underage and that she had knowledge of his sexual hang-ups. Another allegation Wexner denies. So Dershowitz says that boys and Virginia Roberts, they were all trying to extort Wexner. And Wexner says that's absolutely incorrect. Once again, you're lying, Mr. Dershowitz. That's what Wexner's saying, basically, right? And it sure looks that way to me. It certainly looks to me that Alan Dershowitz will do anything to get the spotlight off of him in this case and put it somewhere else. Dirty Dershowitz said in a mid-August filing that Roberts' attorneys described in detail the alleged sexual encounters between Roberts and Wexner, including an alleged demand by Wexner that Roberts wear Victoria's Secret-type lingerie during their encounters. Such an accusation, if made publicly, could have massively damaged Wexner and his company, Dershowitz said, alleging that Roberts attempted to extort Wexner based on his recollection of a 2015 conversation between himself and Wexner's attorney, John Zeiger. And Zeiger came out and said that never happened. We know that. And we know that Wexner has denied it as well. So it's like pick your poison here, right? Who do you believe? Mr. I Kept My Underpants On, or less the dirty rat Wexner? Roberts' attorney David Boies has said no such shakedown or settlement of any kind was ever made or discussed with Wexner. Wexner has denied ever meeting Roberts and said no such extortion attempt ever occurred. In July, Zeiger said in a filing, no extortion demand was ever made, no settlement was ever entered into, and not a penny or other consideration was ever paid. And that pretty much right there shot Dershowitz's story to shit. And you try and bring that kind of nonsense in Preska's courtroom, and she's not having it, obviously. Despite denials of the alleged shakedown on all sides, Dirty Dershowitz has requested Wexner turn over documents that he said would bolster his case against Roberts. In August, U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska said the court sees no reason for that correspondence to remain under seal. Zeiger has agreed to testify in the case, but attorneys for Wexner have said that the former CEO does not possess discoverable information. So, in layman's terms, get effed. You are not talking to Wexner. No chance. He could talk to the lawyer, but Wexner is not going to be deposed unless it's court-ordered. Wexner said he cut ties with Epstein more than a decade ago. Wexner led L Brands for nearly six decades before stepping down in February. And it wasn't a coincidence. He stepped down because of his relationship with Epstein. He stepped down because, well, the public was no longer willing to sit by and let this slimy, smarmy bastard run these companies. So the public outcry was so great that Wexner had no other choice but to step down. Roberts described Wexner as Epstein's best friend and mentor in her unpublished memoir, which was unsealed this summer. Look, they were very close, right? There's no doubt about that. I don't know one way or the other about a friendship. Virginia would know better than me, obviously. But from what I can see, it was just another business relationship with Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was using him as just another tool to further his criminal enterprise. And that was Wexner's role in this whole entire thing, right? Like we discussed, he was the bag man. The New York Times reported last year that Epstein attempted to involve himself in recruiting lingerie models for Victoria's Secret. One model, Alicia Arden, filed a police report in 1997 saying that she was attacked by Epstein, whom she met with after he identified himself as a talent agent for the brand. Epstein had significant control over Wexner's finances, philanthropy, and private life, the Times reported, citing people who knew Epstein and Wexner and court documents and financial records. Yeah, it's not even disputed. The Wexner family doesn't dispute it either. The King of Columbus definitely does not dispute it. They were great friends. Epstein was in charge of all of his finances. And the falling out stuff? Yeah, pretty sure that's a cover story in my opinion. A representative for Wexner said last year the executive had cut ties with Epstein more than a decade earlier. Wexner condemned Epstein in a letter to his foundation in August 2019, saying that his former financial advisor misappropriated vast sums of money from him and his family. You see the pattern here? All of these guys have to send them. First, it starts with sending the emails to their investors, right? First, it starts with sending emails to the board members. And then comes, well, I'm stepping down because I have to spend more time with my family. No, we know the deal. We know why you had to leave, Wexner. We know the fact of the matter is you were under pressure to do so. You would have never left that company of your own accord. Please, your hand was forced. I am embarrassed that, like so many others, I was deceived by Mr. Epstein, Wexner wrote in the letter. I know now that my trust in him was grossly misplaced, and I deeply regret having ever crossed his path. A representative for L Brands did not respond to Business Insider's request for comment on the newly unsealed documents. Yeah, they definitely don't want... They have their hands full as it is, right? The retail industry is on its way out, as we know it, brick and mortar anyway. And L Brands and Victoria's Secret especially is at the forefront of getting shattered in that realm. So yeah, they got bigger problems. And Wexner himself? He's not going to answer shit. He doesn't feel like he has to. He'll send his lawyers out. He'll maybe, you know, his lawyer might give a canned statement if the pressure gets turned up too hot. But Wexner is never going to go under oath about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein willingly. So they have a lot of financial history together, right? With Jeffrey Epstein's criminality, it would be easy, I would think, to tie them together financially. And then, once that's the case, slap Wexner with a criminal indictment. If he was involved in moving ill-gotten gains, if he was involved in receiving ill-gotten gains, if Jeffrey Epstein was in charge of his money and Jeffrey Epstein was using his money for his crimes and to cover up and to pay off these girls and witnesses and whatever have you, well, that makes Wexner certainly part of the conspiracy from a financial perspective. And under, let's hear it from the back, folks, RICO laws, well, he'd be facing severe criminal penalties. Again, the question remains, will the authorities and the prosecutors have the backbone to do it? If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. All of the links that go with this episode can be found in the description box.
Nevada State Bank has been serving Nevada.